Just pour me a shot. Thank you.
All right.
It is not, doing the Lord's work is not fucking easy, let me tell you that. Oh, God. Ooh, awful. May God forgive us.
The Lord that way in Jerusalem on one Friday,
presumably at 2 p.m.
Presumably at 2 p.m. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy me. Oh, Mother Mary, set me free.
Oh, Mother Mary, set me free.
Oh, Mother Mary, set me free. Oh, heroes, don't fear Hitler. Don't fear Edgar Allan Poe. Yet the other co-hosts of the Apocalypse are terrified of snow. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy me. Oh, Mother Mary, set me free.
Oh, Mother Mary, set me free.
Mother Mary, set me free. They're terrified of snow, I'd say.
They betray
the Apocalypse on Thursday.
Oh, Mother Mary, mercy me.
Oh, Mother Mary, set me free.
Oh, Mother Mary, mercy me.
Oh, Mother Mary, set me free.
Oh, kill me on Friday at 2 p.m.
Oh, God, it's the new year, Patrick.
Oh, I know, Jad.
The new year and a whole new set of fucking plagues and terrors.
I know, well.
For all of God's children. Terrors. What new nightmares? What new plagues? What new sins? What new evil to be beset by on all sides, especially for the Apocalypse. I think we're just a special set. I mean, I think that the Apocalypse is really about just kind of like staring all that evil in the face, you know, just all fucking day and asking all those like just all the fucking terrible shit that no one else is going to get into. No one else is going to fucking go as far as we do, right?
I know, Chad. It's true.
Yeah, exactly. No one's going to get closer to Jesus or the devil at the same time.
Well, that's an interesting point that you raised about Jesus and the devil, because you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. And before we say anything, I have to just point out a few things. First off, when I came in here, I was accused by somebody.
By who?
I'm not going to say who that person is.
Oh, okay, fine.
Because they're kind of a big deal, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So it's one of those, like...
No, it's impolitic. It would be impolitic to name names.
It's kind of like Lena Dunham.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like you can never say anything bad about her. And yeah, she sentences people to death. But it's like, you know, Lena Dunham did kill that. So this person...
Listen, we don't have to talk about it.
Okay, we don't have to talk about it. Yeah. But listen, this person didn't murder a child like Lena Dunham did. But this person did accuse me of flipping an object over. An unusual object that, like, you wouldn't normally expect someone to flip.
Really?
Yeah, we can't name the object.
And what evidence has been brought?
No, he doesn't believe that I'm the culprit, but he just felt it was necessary to accuse everyone, incidentally.
Everyone on the Apocalypse?
Everyone, just everyone in the entire world.
Well, maybe that's why...
Just like Lena Dunham before him.
Well, you know what? I think that would explain why so many people aren't here tonight. Originally I thought like, well, maybe they're not here because of the snow. And then I thought like, that's preposterous. I mean, New Yorkers can handle a little bit of like fucking snow.
What is it called? The cyclone bomb?
Yeah, the bomb cyclone. Listen, New Yorkers don't just let a little like bomb cyclone stop them from appearing on the Apococast, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. So it must be
If there's one thing they say about New Yorkers, it's that nothing stops them from getting to that Apococast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey.
Jad, that's a good point.
I've seen like fucking 10 bomb cyclones.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing fucking stop me from getting to the Apococast. No. Nothing.
Nope.
So I thought, hey, it clearly is not the bomb cyclone that's stopping them from getting here. It must be that they've been accused of a crime.
Or hell energy.
Hell energy.
That's not
I never thought
crime.
Of that.
But I don't know. We don't need to get on that.
Yeah.
I was accused of flipping an object upside down.
Wow.
But I wasn't lashed. It was sort of like a half accusation.
I mean, that takes balls. I've never been accused of that.
So we were going to have a listener contest as to what we were going to name our fucking stupid listeners.
Yeah.
But we didn't have one. And we ended up not having it, so I chose. Chose myself.
All right. What are they called?
So, Jed, guess what? What do you think they are? What would you have guessed for?
The losers and haters. No,
let's
not
go.
Good enough.
If you're going to go with just pure hate, you might as well
just... All right, let's ratchet it up a bit. Calling your people like
these
losers and haters...
These are the listeners to the Apocalypse. These are some
exactly,
disgusting
exactly.
people. You know?
The fuck swine.
That is the fuck swine. Oh, that is... You know what, Jad?
What?
It's true that you don't fear death. Because that's better than mine.
I fear nothing.
I was going to say...
Nothing.
Why don't you lean into the mic, by the way?
I am leaning into the mic.
No, you're not even close to it. I was
hear me
say,
so clearly.
I was going to say Apocalypse.
The Apocalypse.
Which I think is not as good as fuck swine.
Yeah, the fuck swine.
So listen out there, all you fine fuck swine out there.
Listen up good.
Just enjoying the fine juices of fuck swine and about. You're no longer Apocalypse. You all were going to be called Apocalypse. That's cool. Right?
Oh, you thought it was great, didn't you?
Is there some type of like... reason that we can't raise money on Patreon under the name Fuckswine?
I mean, I don't know. I was discussing with a friend and he said like, hey, Jad, you know, people don't really like being called Fuckswine. And I was like, you know what? After what these people have done to us, call them whatever the fuck they want, whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah. Our listeners have wronged us probably more than anyone.
Oh my God.
If you did the ultimate calculus, you know, of our lives and how our lives have played out. And like the balance between like the amount of enlightenment that we've produced here, it's just astonishing. It really boggles the fucking mind.
Yeah. No.
Anyways, I was gonna call.
And,
I was thinking of also,
and they're just ungrateful.
Ungrateful
you know,
swine.
You know,
out
for
there.
For what we do for them, they. I mean, what are they doing for us? Like absolutely nothing.
They don't even make themselves known. And they're out there. A lot of them are in Japan. Actually.
There's a Patreon page. You know.
Also, I'm starting a new podcast so I can get more of my like religious bigotry because we're trying to get kind of like more chill vibe on the Apocalypse.
What?
So like I was sort of denouncing all religions that weren't very, very, very strict puritanical Christianity.
Oh, yeah.
And some of our guests got offended by that. Because
oh,
I was like,
God.
Listen, if you don't accept Jesus as your personal savior and then also lash yourself on top of it, then you're going to burn in hell. You know, and that's just a fact. And we don't need to get on it into it here on the podcast.
Yeah, duh.
Okay, but so my point is I have another show that's going to be debuting next year.
Yeah.
This year. 2018. This is the first Apocalypse of 2018. But also with 2018 comes a new show called Preaching and Shit with the Reverend Billy Baba Patrick. And we're going to be having special segments of it on the Apocalypse. So y'all can stay tuned for that. So that's cool. You know?
Oh, great. Looking forward to that.
Also, we should add something. Tom mentioned to me the other day that he's noticed that we've been talking about him a lot on the Apocalypse.
Oh, really?
And he described it as, quote... slightly offensive.
Oh, wow.
And also, if you could believe this, he also described it as, and I quoting here, a little disturbing, quote unquote.
Oh my God.
I know.
Here comes the PC principal.
Yeah. Oh. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like he can't say anything anymore, you know? I mean, like, all we do is, like, tell Tom that he's got, like, a huge dick.
Yeah,
all we're doing is, like, broadcasting to the world that Tom's got, like, a huge dick, and he's, like, all offended.
And that we're going to bury him in, like, a large tomb like a fucking pharaoh. Like, who wouldn't want that shit? Like,
yeah,
I know.
I mean, if anything, it's a compliment, okay? Yeah.
And Tom's all, like, meekly being like, ooh, I don't know, it's a little disturbing.
God fucking damn it.
It's a little disturbing that you guys, well, whatever.
But you know what? If Tom, you know what? You know what I think this means? Mm. Tom listens to the show, and Tom is ungrateful.
Clearly.
Tom, clearly. You know what that makes Tom?
What?
Makes him a fuck swine.
Oh, well, God, he's one of the fuck swine. Well, oh, in that case, man. I don't feel so bad.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Oh, God. Well, anyways.
All right, any other new business?
Yeah, we have some. Any other new business? I don't know. How are you feeling, Jad?
Ah, God.
We've been through a little bit of an adventure. It's very late right now. It is 2 p.m. for you. So you're listening to a warp in time about 12 hours and 47 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Surreal.
Back. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're 12 hours and 40 minutes ahead of you. I mean,
I'd say this is like
on more this crazy earth.
More trippy than like any kind of like LSD trip I've ever taken. But you know, and I've taken lots of LSD because I fear nothing.
Yeah, fear nothing, yeah. Jad. But so Jad's cat has been sort of like couch surfing lately.
Yeah.
And we had to go move all this shit from one apartment to another into an Uber. And then we had to move it to a third apartment. And then we had to come here.
Yeah.
And do the Apocalypse.
Exactly. Because we're tough motherfuckers. You know, just like let some cat and its goddamn whims stop us.
Nope.
You know?
Nope. So, we just fucking pulled through.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just time traveling for you. For you, good fuck swine.
Yeah, and through the snow and everything. And, you know.
Also does the snow. Well, hang on.
We weren't just like, you know, we didn't just show up and be like, oh, guys, it's cold. I don't want to come. You know. We went through the snow.
What's the name of the stupid snow thing?
What? The stupid snow? Oh, it's called the bomb cyclone.
Well, the bomb cyclone. Interesting.
Yeah, it's the bomb cyclone.
You know, there was a segment on NPR about the
bomb cyclone. I thought nobody would ever top polar vortex, but, you know, apparently the geniuses at the National Weather Service have done it.
The polar vortex is for assholes.
Yeah, you know, been there, done that.
Jad, your phone's not working. What's the deal?
What do you mean my phone's not working? My phone's always working.
It's not.
It must be you. Ugh. God. Well, here we are.
Here we are, yeah. No, it's okay. I'll figure it out.
Huh. Well. Okay. Well, I think we should move on to our next order of business, which is accomplishments. This is our first broadcast of the year.
No, our we first have to talk about the...
This is the first and possibly the last broadcast of 2018. Who knows? So, you know, I think we should just like take a look back at the Apocalypse in 2017. And we should think about, you know, all the great things that have happened. Okay.
No, but I think that first we need to comment on the weather.
On the weather. Okay, cool.
So this is the weather report.
All right. All right, what you got, weatherman?
Oh, Jesus. It's fucking cyclone bomb.
The cyclone bomb.
I know, man.
It starts out down south.
Listen, I'm gusty. I'm gusty Vind, the weatherman at the Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm a little drunk.
Yeah?
It's embarrassing. We've never heard of this. We talk about storms.
Well, you know, it's understandable.
We talked about the fucking polar vortex. What, do you know how hard I was, Gusty Vind, me, when the polar vortex happened?
I mean, that was
when I got to use the word polar vortex on television.
A rare and unique weather event.
I was wrecked. It was astonishing how hard I was.
Yeah.
Oh, you could...
That would have made you the only aroused person in New York at the time. Can you think of anything that special?
Nothing so special.
And I mean, was just there like, was only the one... Only one erection in all of New York City at the time.
But now...
And that was yours.
I feel like a fucking asshole.
Why?
Well, hey. Because it's the fucking... It's the cyclone bomb?
Yeah, dude.
Like, the polar vortex... Like,
get into it. No, get into it, man.
I can't.
Dude, no. This...
When they were just like the polar vortex, I was like, fuck yeah, kiss the vortex.
Dude, no. You gotta understand. This is like the new shit.
Embrace jihad. You know, go with the chaos. Like, fuck it.
Yeah.
But now... That we've moved on to the fucking cyclone bomb. I don't know if I'm cool with bombing shit,
dude. You know?
Like, I'm cool with the vortex. The vortex is cool. The vortex club can be interpreted as a reference to the video game Life is Strange. There's so many vortex references in our pop culture. But,
yeah.
So the vortex seemed harmless, and we were just like the vortex. But now that it's the cyclone bomb, I'm like, oh god, Jesus, the cyclone bomb.
Oh god. I mean, like, but Pat, don't get left behind. Don't get left behind. All the young people love the cyclone bomb.
No.
You can't get old.
Oh god,
you can't get old, Pat. You're just gonna get old, and you're gonna die, and you're gonna wither away. You're gonna fade into obscurity because you didn't embrace the cyclone bomb.
The cyclone bomb knows our weaknesses.
Oh god. No. Patrick, it's not too late. It's not too late for you. It's not too late for you to embrace the cyclone bomb.
No.
Truly.
The cyclone bomb.
I know you have it within you. Come over to the other side.
All right. We switch. I think now that we've frightened.
Yeah, exactly.
that was the weather report.
Yeah. So, now that we're done with that, any other new business?
I don't know. I think we can move on to our...
All right. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
We were going to talk about accomplishments from 2017. I'll look back on all the great things the ApocalyCast has achieved.
It's true. It's true, Jed.
Okay. So, here's one thing. Here's one thing. What? What's the hold up?
Why don't you just kill a little time?
Well, why don't I just kill a little time? All right. Well.
Before you talk about our achievements.
All right. Well, did you know, everyone, I just got back from Mexico City.
That doesn't matter. Okay.
Oh, come the fuck on. Fucking hate you.
No.
Okay, accomplishments.
We can't talk about it. It's real life.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Okay, accomplishments. Accomplishments from 2017. Well, first off, the war on Christmas is over. The war on Christmas
was pretty brutal.
And we won.
All the executions was the worst part, you know?
Yeah, I know. And you know what? To our credit, we said it would all be for the best. And, you know, I think that we've been vindicated.
I agree, because after we exposed all the fucking child murder.
Can you believe, like, a year ago, we were reporting on the war on Christmas. And it was so bloody.
Yeah, there were bullets whizzing overhead.
Yeah, me and Johnny B-Roll were just like, we were talking about all about the war on Christmas. It was so dangerous.
There were MiGs just fucking kicking their afterburners through clouds. It was crazy.
Oh my God. It was, yeah. I mean, it was
dropping presents that were packed with explosives. It was fucking horrible.
Really hairy out there for a while. You know what? But it's over. It's over. Yep. And we're all saying Merry Christmas again.
Merry Christmas again. And
there is a demented
Christian
game.
Children are no longer being fucking killed with sledgehammers.
Exactly.
You know,
we have a demented game show host in the Oval Office, and he is like laying down the law. Yep. It's yeah. So, well, I think we can give ourselves a pat on the back for that.
Yeah, sure. You're welcome, America.
Yeah, exactly.
Your God tyrant king that has brought order to the chaos is now here.
Yeah.
And listen, well, we should talk a little bit about how Obama actually built the time machine.
Obama built the time machine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and what did he do?
He went back in time.
Yeah?
To go try and prevent... Because you know how Donald Trump ran for president because Obama made fun of him at the White House Correspondents' Dinner for birtherism?
Exactly, yeah.
So Obama actually wasted a bunch of money. That's what that whole UFOs thing is about. Exactly. Obama was spending money on a time machine. So that UFO footage is just Obama flying through, testing it. You know,
wow.
From 2004, yeah, because he was in on it.
Yeah, and but, that's why all those like conservative people in New Mexico were so upset about it. Because
he was working with Harry Reid. Exactly.
Yeah.
So he used the time machine, and he went back to that White House Correspondents' Dinner to tell himself that he's like, to tell himself not to make fun of Trump, because then he'd have to run, right?
Yeah.
But then he ran into an even older version of himself. Like, he was expecting to see young Obama, right? But then in a corner, he saw like an old, frail-looking man wearing like robes.
Yeah, you
know?
Yeah.
And just very bearded with like sort of like a loose afro going, you know? And he was like, "Who are you?" And he's like, "Listen, Barack, I'm you. I know you've come back to stop yourself from making fun of Trump so that he doesn't run for president. You can't do that. You have to let him run for president because it's going to be so awesome afterwards." So you hear me? He's like, "We're going to throw them all. They're going to go all to fucking prison for treason. His entire family is going to be collapsed. Ivanka's going to be visibly upset." And he's like, "Don't do it. Younger Obama, I know that you want to go stop even younger Obama from making fun of Trump so that he runs for president, but I'm telling you, from the future, from time innumerate,
it's going to be worth it.
Don't do it. Let yourself go on stage." And Obama's like, "Oh, geez, older Obama, I don't know if I should listen to you."
Well, and he said, "No, just as much as you are going to be the example of like what kids should be, like Donald Trump is going to be the example of everything kids should like not be. And we'll have this grand society where everybody knows right from wrong and no one commits any crimes anymore. And you know, and everybody knows the right path to take in life. It's beautiful, Barack. You have to believe me."
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah. So that was the time traveling incident. Anyways,
oh, wow.
So our accomplishments.
Yeah, our accomplishments. We have exposed Lena Dunham.
That is... Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It's true. Our friend Rafa, Lena Dunham is going to fucking nail him to a fucking pike.
Oh, really?
Yep. She's going to impale him, and then it's one of those pikes that gets wider at the base.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to impale him straight through his asshole, coming out of his mouth, and then he's going to slowly drop down onto the impaler pike.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah.
And as the pike gets wider, it gets wider at the
base. Spanish Inquisition. Yeah.
Yeah. Much worse.
Oh, right. Right.
And to think that Lena Dunham, like, brought back tactics that were last used during the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
there was a little hint of it in season 2 of Girls, but like
after she denied it for so long too, that she, you know, people were just like, oh, that Lena Dunham, you know, she does a lot of things that you know she uses a lot of torture techniques in the Spanish Inquisition. And she's like, she says, no, I don't, and you don't understand my generation. And she says, I don't.
Woman for a generation.
Yeah, exactly. And you know,
If I want to burn infidels, it's my fucking business, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Some kind of asshole. Sorry.
Yeah, and then
shame me.
Yeah, exactly. And lo and behold, now she's just doing all those fucking things.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and you know, you all heard it first on the Apocalypse Cast.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did you hear about what Lena Dunham did to the fucking one of the infidels that she caught?
What?
What was it?
What? Did she go to Abu Ghraib and...
No, she fucking injected him with maggot eggs.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I know. Lena Dunham is really sick, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sick and twisted.
I love the first season of her show. It was so good.
Yeah, creative. Yeah, exactly. We're not talking...
I found it so relatable.
We're not talking about her film directing.
Right. No, but then... Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, I do think it's related to the whole maggot fucking skin thing. Because she tried to... like, at first, it was a show that was relatable to me because I'm a millennial, technically.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
of course.
But then, you know, because she's an artist, it just took so long.
And that's the thing. I think you and me are misunderstood because we're not against her art. You know what I mean? Like, we're not against her artwork. No. We're against the fact that she tortures people.
I like the first one. Exactly.
Yeah. No, the first season is great.
I really related to it. But then the second one, she's like, oh, I'm an artist. You know what I mean? And like, yeah, she's sort of an artist. And like, we're sort of more like working artists. And it's...
Right.
I couldn't relate to her because it was all about like, what does it mean to be an artist? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. Who cares? Like, what's the big deal?
Dude, she declared
allegiance to ISIS in the third season.
Yeah.
And dude, I was like, what is... I'm like, I'm willing to accept a little bit of ISIS on HBO.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of pro-ISIS propaganda, but I can't accept like full-blown Lena Dunham embracing the caliphate.
Yeah.
You know, like, it really took a nosedive after it became all about Sharia.
And you can't just do that with those boring characters,
yeah,
too.
Totally. Like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, the third thing of, like, Marnie, you know? Like,
yeah, I know. Oh, my God. Just, like, fucking pledging allegiance and, like, drinking Red Bull out in the desert. It's just not believable. And it's like, I don't have a problem with Lena Dunham's body. I don't have a problem with Allison Williams. I just think that writing is not good.
And I do have a problem with the fact that she's going to impale our friend on a spike and that she's in ISIS. Like,
I know.
I don't have, really, like, everyone tries to call me sexist. Because I have a problem with the fact that Lena Dunham joined ISIS.
Yeah, exactly.
And kills people and has murdered children.
I mean, Transparent. You know, like, Transparent is so much more progressive than that show. You know,
I've never seen it.
It's very good.
I don't know what it is.
It's very good.
But Lena Dunham has killed many people.
Transparent.
Many terrorist attacks.
Listen, I don't want to ruin.
There was that guy in Michigan that pulled out a fucking knife.
Yeah.
And then stabbed a security guard and was like, Lena Dunham.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Screaming.
Yeah, that's called stochastic terrorism.
Yep.
And you know what? Pat, you haven't seen Transparent?
No.
You haven't seen Transparent? Oh my God! It's just about like sort of, you know, it's just about more like kind of moderate Islam. Like, sort of like what Iran is heading to right now. Like, that's what Transparent is about. And you know, I don't like Girls. I like Transparent a lot. You should watch it.
I loved Girls. I even liked a couple episodes after the ISIS declaration because I was like,
okay,
what new directions will this take in? And it sort of reminds me a little bit of like the Star Wars, you know, The Last Jedi.
Right. Because,
you know, there were a lot of Snoke theories for a long time, right?
Well, like, we can talk about that in a little bit. Here is something from when we're talking about
there was a Snoke, you know, because everybody's like, who's this guy? He sort of reminds us of the Emperor,
right? But
he could be human.
You know what? I think we should talk about Star Wars a little bit later, if that's okay with you, sir.
Well, we were talking about Lena Dunham,
but that's a whole. But Star Wars is a whole nother topic, and there's something else.
So we don't want to do any Snoke spoilers?
Not at this point in the show. What I want to talk about is how there is a shadow that hangs over the Apocalypse Cast, because...
Sure, go for it.
Because Johnny B-Roll is still missing.
That's true, Chad.
Yeah, Johnny B-Roll has gone missing. We have gotten ransom... we have gotten ransom videos, you know, from him.
We have gotten ransom videos from him.
You know, which we've played on the show. But we don't know where he is.
Yeah, where is that little fucker?
I mean, like, I don't know. I think he, you know, he said he was going down to, like, you know, Charleston, South Carolina or something for a shoot. And
that sounds like something he'd say.
Yeah, exactly. He's such a fucking asshole. You know, he just says, like, oh, no.
Johnny Hollywood.
Oh, God, I gotta go.
I got no time. I gotta hang out with all my cool Hollywood friends with all their big Williamsburg apartments and all their fun drugs and their good times and their rambling. And they're fucking gambling.
He doesn't
just getting down with sin.
Johnny B-Roll doesn't understand people like us.
It's true. He doesn't understand good, hardworking people.
Yeah, exactly.
Good, hardworking podcasters.
Yeah, exactly. From Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. He doesn't understand the preaching. He's not a good Christian, is the thing.
He tried to be a good Christian. We went out onto that barge and we tried to baptize him.
Yeah.
But,
How'd it go? How'd that go?
His dick got hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we can see that he was just horny for Jesus, but not faithful.
Oh, well, you know.
Because he should be able to keep it in his pants for 3 seconds while we baptize the motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get hard when I think of Jesus. But
you don't get hard when you think of Jesus?
I thought that was one of...
Literally, Christianity is like the first thing I can remember associating with being erect. No, I'm sure.
Really?
Of course. Any Christian. Absolutely. Wow. It's all just like... People being, like, nailed to boards, like, tits being ripped off. Like, it's all, like, there's a lot of, like, really, like, sexual stuff in there if you, like, read between the violence, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. No, I suppose so.
And then
so.
Just, like, Jesus nailed to a cross with those abs. My God.
It's, like, a whole new way to worship, really.
No, it's the old way. Trust me. Did you go to church when you were a kid?
I went to church, but... I'll confess right now, Patrick, I never really believed. I only came to Christ later in life when I came to the Apocalypse.
Oh,
yeah.
Yo,
the Apocalypse is my salvation, Pat. Is Reverend?
Yeah, oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, listen, Chad. When I was a kid, I was full of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
And that would mean that my penis was full of blood.
Yeah.
Because, oh, are you kidding me? Every good Christian boy is like, my God. Like, I'm not even gay, you know? I'm not even really bi. But just the whole Jesus story. Very hot.
You know? I mean, I would imagine in my head about how he came out of nothing. Mm-hmm. You know,
he's hanging out with hookers.
Yeah. You think like Mary Magdalene was his
beard?
They
stripped him nude, and he was in like great shape.
Do you think Mary Magdalene was his beard?
No, I think that he was. I think that he was bi. I think that Jesus was like very sexually fluid.
Mm-hmm. He would be. I mean, if he can do anything. He's like the son of God, right? So, you know, he could probably like get anything he wants. Why wouldn't he be bisexual? You know?
That's true, but supposedly he didn't bone.
Supposedly. I mean, according to the Catholic Church, he didn't bone, but, you know, you really can't trust them.
What?
I mean, the Catholic Church, you know, only a few hundred years ago, like, they were going around, like, pulling people's skin off. They were doing, like, Lena Dunham shit.
True.
Like, way before Lena Dunham invented it, you know, so...
It was almost like they were like girls before girls, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know...
Okay, so what are we going to talk about? Come on. Things that we got right.
Things we got right.
That we contributed to humanity is another thing.
What are some things we discussed, you know, on the podcast last year?
Lena Dunham, we exposed.
Besides that...
She was going to kill our friend Rafa. She probably still is going to kill our friend Rafa.
Well, you know, I mean, but we're going to be ready for it, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can take her on. As long as we are aware that she's about to attack, you know, we can fight her off.
That's true.
So, things we got right...
But she can send suicide bombers.
Well, you know what? Listen, life is short. You can't just, like, plan on suicide bombers, okay?
Lena Dunham!
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
Let's see. Well, you know what? You know what, Patrick? I have made a few New Year's resolutions.
Hit me.
Okay. So, in 2018, with the Apocalypse, I think we're going to be more mean.
Why do all these resolutions keep happening to you?
Yeah. Why do they happen to me? Chad!
Yeah.
All right. So how about this? New Year's resolutions for the Apocalypse And I hope our other hosts are fucking listening, because this concerns them too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
This does concern.
I know there's. Yeah, I know there were like 2 inches of snow today.
Yep.
But anyway, okay. So number one, we're gonna be more mean to people.
I've been pretty mean to people last year. I was reflecting on it, and I was like, this is some amateur bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta really, really kick it up and be much meaner to people.
Yeah, exactly. But you got like the jump on the shit. You know?
I'm good at being mean.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, excellent. Oh my god. You should
generally I'm mean to people that deserve it.
Yeah.
You know? And that's short sighted.
How did you learn
that? That's thinking small.
How did you learn this skill?
Oh, I'm French.
Oh, yeah. All those summers in France?
Yeah.
Went to school there? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the teachers, what would happen there?
Well, they would never hit me.
Yeah?
Because I'm American.
Oh, right. But, like, you would hit them.
Diplomatic
though.
Protection. What?
But would you hit them?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay.
But they would hit the other students.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Crazy. And they'd be like, you will learn to love the state. The state is the teat at which we all milk.
Okay, you know? So everyone's going to be more mean. We're going to be more mean, I think, to our other hosts.
We're off to a great start with that, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks a lot, by the way.
Yeah, thanks a lot, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so...
all of our great, cool hosts. Let's name some of our co-hosts, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Actually, it's not really Kristen's fault.
It's not?
We can't, because we're supposed to be calling her, but because the internet's all here...
Oh, right.
We have to have... the phones. We can't have
any... Okay, so it's not technically her fault.
It's not her fault, so we'll give her a pass for this time.
All right, fine.
What do you call a mulligan, right?
What?
She gets a mulligan.
Yeah, that's a mulligan.
And she's Philly, so it's like especially a mulligan.
And what about Sarah Steele? What's her fucking excuse?
She gets no mulligan.
Oh, right.
No, if every person named Mulligan or that has any ancestors named Mulligan within a mile radius of her just died tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because not only did she not show up, but she didn't even, like, give us a heads up as to, like, why or what was going on. And it's cool. We're never mad. Well, we are mad.
Yeah.
Pat. But we don't, like, come for your throat because you missed it, you know?
Yeah, sure.
We understand.
We're capable of moderation.
Yeah, and you know that we'll hold a grudge and that we'll be mean to you about it. Like, we're already being mean to you about it now.
Yeah.
And we'll be even meaner to you about it next time. So think about that.
Yeah. I mean, let this be a lesson, right?
But she's very talented. You know, we expect that sometimes she won't be able to make it.
Yeah, of course.
She's studying the brain. You know, she's rocking music out.
Right. I mean, I suppose.
You know, having like weird polyamorous. Well, we're all having kind of.
Anyways,
like.
You make a really salient point, right?
But I'm saying that she has a right to not show up.
Yeah.
Right? But to not tell us?
Oh my God.
What? Like, what am I, chopped liver?
Yeah. I mean, that's treason.
That's what my mom used to always say. What am I, fucking chopped liver?
You know what I call that? Betraying the Apocalypse.
I wouldn't go that far, but it's pretty shitty. It's being a bad friend.
Right. Well, we're going to be pretty mean to her.
And you know what? I wanted to make an album with Sarah Steele called Songs of Friendship.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And what's it going to be called now?
It's going to be called No Album.
Yeah.
And I had a great... Because I was like, fuck it. Because I was like, I'm listening to just all this music that goes on to like these sort of like... outsider music platforms that are kind of like NPR's Tiny Desk Concert is not really outsider, but they get like a lot of weird folk acts up on there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was really hoping that we'd make an album about like our friendship and like how meaningful it is to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that what a nice dream.
Tiny Desk.
What a concert. Nice dream, Pat.
But then, you know, she skipped a podcast before. It's not that big a deal. But then she didn't even text us. So
oh, my God.
The Songs of Friendship, done. Songs of Bubkiss.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah. Songs of nothing. You know, songs of friendship. It was just going to be songs like all different treason. Songs about like how our friendship is cool and about how that one time that we were supposed to get really fucked up. But then we're like, wait a minute. We're going to have to move. Will we still be drunk? Will we still be intoxicated when it's time to move this car? And we did the math. We sat down. We had a little Metalocalypse style rock talk. And we said, I'm going to have to move it by 8 a.m. Will we still be intoxicated by then? Yes, we will. So let's go move the car. And then we'll get fucked up.
Oh my God.
That's beautiful. I know.
It's so beautiful.
Like,
oh, but now she's blown it.
Completely. That was so much goodwill. Like, that moment was so transcendent.
All fucking down the drain.
Yep, all down the drain. All for fucking nothing.
It's pointless. Yeah, it's almost as if you guys, like, didn't do anything at all.
What an asshole she is. Yep.
God fucking
damn. Sarah Steele is the dick.
All right, so next New Year's resolution.
Nope, we're not even done talking about our co-host.
Oh, really?
Who else did show up? Yeah.
Eduardo. Eduardo didn't show up again.
Eduardo was supposed to show up. It's been a little while since Eduardo showed up.
Yeah.
Eduardo showed up to hang out with us the other day, but he didn't apocalypse. You know? And I was like, listen, the whole no rambling, no gambling, I know you're a little behind on the plot, you know?
Yeah.
No, I know. I know sometimes you act like you don't give a fuck.
When did you hang out with Eduardo?
A couple weeks ago.
Really?
The day before the podcast.
Wow.
To Eduardo's credit, he did contribute a little bit to the planning of the podcast.
Okay.
So it's not like this was like a submarine, which it is. We wouldn't fucking shoot him and then blast him out of the fucking torpedo tubes.
Right.
Right.
I'll take it.
We'd just be like, don't do it again, you know, because he did help. But still, it's pretty shitty. Like, we still might have to fucking execute him and then shoot him out of the fucking torpedo tubes.
Well, you know what? Whatever happens, like, has to happen. You can't just, like, fucking take it all on your shoulders. You know what I mean?
Well, sometimes you have to. You know?
Yeah. Well, especially in the case of traitors.
I hate traitors so much.
Yeah. I mean, they're you know, they're people who, like, say one thing, but they mean another thing completely.
Anyways.
You know, can't tolerate that. You just can't have that in your life.
Moving along.
All right. So, next New Year's resolution. No cleaning. Mm. No cleaning shit. Not going to clean your room. Not going to clean your bathroom. Certainly not going to clean...
You're talking about yourself, by the way.
What?
You're talking about yourself. It's not like you're quitting like a cleaning services job.
No. I'm not,
you're
no, I'm
you're
not quitting
not
the job.
You're not going to clean your own body, Jad. You're just going to let like your strong muscles just get all greasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, with like filth.
Yeah, I mean, like, my girlfriend first suggested the idea to me, and now I'm just really into it. You know, so...
No bathing whatsoever.
I'm really just doing this for her.
Yeah. You know, Lena Dunham bathes, but her prisoners don't get to bathe.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
I know.
Oh, my God.
She's a real piece of shit.
I bet she's got a real good excuse for it, too.
I know, yeah. Something on Twitter about her childhood.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, my mother, Lori Simmons, told me that bathing was optional. And you know, only as an adult have I learned that it's
and
not.
She was also like that I have to fucking extract 3 pumping babies' hearts for the sun to rise again. Like, like I'm fucking artistic.
Yeah, yeah, like, and I got to clean on top of that? Oh, my God.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's her attitude. That's like a Lena Dunham kind of attitude. You
well,
know?
No, but she keeps her own body clean. But she just kills a lot of babies. Anyways, move on.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. So no cleaning. No cleaning of my body, no cleaning of my bathroom, no cleaning of my apartment. You know.
I've got one.
What?
I've got one.
You've got a New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Awesome. What is it?
No rambling.
Oh, man.
I've been rambling a lot. I know.
Damn,
it's a
dude.
Character flaw. I know. I talk over people.
No. Like it's okay. No. It's okay. This is the time. This is the time to just like talk it all out and say that you're never going to do it again.
Well, I can't say... No, I absolutely...
No rambling. What you been rambling about?
I'm not going to say that. I'm never going to talk over people.
Listen, it's the holiday season. Sometimes you ramble.
It does happen. Oh, no.
You've been rambling. You've been going to Jersey, and you've been rambling.
Oh, I've been a rambling... No, I haven't been rambling.
You come from a family of heathens, Patrick. It's fine.
That's not true, actually. I come from a family of very pious religious people.
Oh, really? Mm. Okay. And what about, does this mean that you have also been a gambler?
Yeah, I used to gamble, and then, but I also declared a jihad against it, and then I took it back.
Okay.
I remember when I was the Reverend Bill Bob of Patrica, and I was accused of kidnapping Johnny B-roll, and I was like, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah, and you turn your life around.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'm back. I'm not killing anyone anymore.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't kill Johnny B-roll. I don't know anyone was talking about.
Well, tell me, you know, once you turned your life around and you went on Oprah, I mean, like what did you tell her? Like what did you and Oprah talk about? Because I've watched that video, and I think it's really interesting. I think you should talk about that.
Mm. Oh, well, the thing is, you see, when Oprah had me on her show, which was very nice. I love Oprah. She's great.
Yeah.
I just came in and there was like It was like this little coffee table kind of, and then it had like a sheet over it, and there was like something lumpy under the sheet, and I just assumed that like.
Yeah,
boom,
as
boom. You know what I mean? Like, I think like it's a show.
It's the crap. It's the craft table.
It's a daytime show. Yeah. And then I noticed that there's like this thing with a stick, and I'm like, what is this fucking shit? And I get closer, and I'm like, oh, it's a sledgehammer. And I'm like, oh, like a Gallagher. You know, I can get like an Oprah Gallagher type thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know what I mean? For sure. It's going to be good.
Totally normal.
You know? And she's, hey, Reverend Bill and Bob and Patrick, welcome. So. Do you think that this is a fucking Christmas ham? Or you think it's a fucking living baby? Because it is moving.
And what'd you say?
I think it's a Christmas ham.
All right.
And she said, well, that's the right answer, Pat. Why don't you step a little bit closer?
Oh. Step closer, Patrick.
Oprah, what's the point of this game? Do you want me to hit that either baby or Christmas ham with a sledgehammer while it's under a sheet in front of all your audience? Live on television?
Beat it, bloody Patrick!
Well, I'm a vegetarian. I don't even know if I'm even cool with hitting a ham, if I'm being honest.
Your morals are irrelevant, Patrick!
Was it hard to stand up to Oprah Winfrey? Asking you to do something that is just fundamentally against your principles?
Of course it was hard, because I gave in. My hands hurt. I could feel that it was wrong when I picked up the sledgehammer.
Patrick.
And I could see that ham a-squirming, and I said, that is one mobile ham. That is a ham that is a-squirming around under that sheet like a motherfucker.
Oh, Patrick, you've been sinning.
And I picked up that fucking sledgehammer, and then I swing it into the table and a clack and a splat.
Oh, amen, Patrick.
And
you...
I said, hallelujah, oh, what good fun. And the audience all laughed and had a good time. And then Oprah peeled back the bloody sheet. She was like, it was a fucking baby. It was a living baby, Patrick. Where's your religion now? Where's your God? And yeah, so people have been talking a lot about the YouTube video, and I feel bad. And listen, dude, come on, Oprah, I assume it's a sketch, you know what I mean? At the very least, it was going to be like a fucking, like,
Patrick,
living pig or something.
Patrick, like, you let the devil get in you. Patrick, you let the devil cloud your judgment.
Listen, I'm not like Lena Dunham, who wants to kill the kids.
Listen, Patrick, it don't matter.
I was strict.
It don't matter what Miss Dunham says, you've been sinning. You've been sinning, and now you must repent.
I've been a-grinning despite my sinning.
You've been saying your Hail Marys?
Fuck yeah, you kidding me? Me and prayer? It's just one thing when people think about Pat Hillsman. It's fucking praying.
You've been saying your Our Fathers?
Just crossing myself on the train.
You've been saying your Ten Commandments over and over and over.
Oh, I especially love the one about no Apocalypse.
Oh, well, Patrick... You've been sinning. You've been sinning so badly, and you let the first female black self-made billionaire trick you. You let her get into your spirit.
Me into murdering a child. Oh, why? It all seemed like it was in good fun.
Well, the devil takes many forms, Patrick.
It's true.
Well, we are glad to have you on the Apocalypse tonight, and maybe. Now that you have confessed your sins, now that you've confessed, we can talk about our New Year's resolutions, and maybe you should make a resolution to live a life free of sin.
To live
a life with Jesus and not Oprah.
Listen, I was just there trying to promote Jesus, and she tricked me. All right?
Preview.
Well, let's hope, Patrick.
Hey, don't think we didn't hear that thing said preview.
I heard nothing. The only thing.
Well, that's only because I hear the angels.
Oh, yes, I hear the angels.
They're always warning me about the upcoming preview.
They always warning me about Oprah Winfrey and the preview. Patrick.
Getting me to kill tons of children. Oprah Winfrey and Lena Dunham.
Let me tell you the truth. We are all sinners. We are all sinners, but we are all God's children. and it is a new year, and you have confessed here on the Apocalypse, and
we can only hope. Jad, that is true.
And we can only hope that from this point forward, you dedicate yourself to a life of meanness and uncleanliness, and no rambling and no gambling.
I don't gamble anyways.
Well, that is welcome news.
But I gotta be honest, I ramble.
Did you notice that there's so
much? Nope, I didn't notice.
I didn't notice anything either.
Oh,
man.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know what else? You know what just happened is there's that great book that just came out. There's that great book that just came out called Fire and Fury.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
So apparently, the Trump White House gave access to this journalist. What's his name? Michael Wolff.
Yes. The Wolff book is the Wolff. They've been talking about the news.
We have Nikki the Wolff. And I gotta say, Nikki the Wolff is a fuck ton better than Michael the Wolff. Because if Nikki the Wolff had been in that situation, it would have been a much more honest life. Because you can always rely on the Wolff, you know? In times of need, in times of merciless horror, you can always rely on the Wolff. So anyways, there's Michael the Wolff and there's Nikki the Wolff. And we're always with Nikki. But
we mean the internet?
We have it right here.
Well.
So yeah, there was Michael the Wolff and Nikki the Wolff. Oh, alright. Well, whatever. Well, I guess that'll have to be a story for another time.
Yeah. Yes, that will be a story for
for
a different episode. Exactly. Tune into the Apocalypse next week,
yeah.
where we will reenact scenes from deep within the Trump White House.
Let's keep talking shit about our co-hosts.
Yeah. All the
also fuck Johnny B-roll for not being here. What's his problem?
Yeah, I know, he's such a lazy motherfucker.
It's not like he's dead. He's just hiding out.
Yeah, exactly.
Obstruct injustice.
Okay. Well, here's something. I think our next topic should be Star Wars The Last Jedi. A very polarizing film.
Very polarizing, yeah.
It has the nation divided.
So we were talking about Snoke.
Yeah, we were talking about Snoke.
For years, there was a lot of fucked up Snoke theories.
Oh, yeah? Like what? Like that he was played by Andy Serkis?
Well, didn't we know that?
What?
Didn't we know that already?
Well, that's certainly what we thought. Snoke was Andy Serkis.
But for a while, people were thought that he was... that he was Mace Windu.
Uh-huh.
I always thought Mace Windu was cool and he never got enough screen time, you know?
Yeah.
Because he was burned by the Emperor and then he flew out the window and you never saw what happened afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. And he didn't get to swear.
Yep. And he was a little bit... He was, the most aggressive of the Jedi. You know, he was we have to exterminate these fucking Sith scum.
Yeah, he was the only one. He was the only one who had the guts.
Yeah, he was almost like the Pat Hillsman of the Jedi, if you will.
I would say so.
He is the most extreme. He was like, no. He's like, no. He's like, the traitors have to all fucking die. Are you kidding me?
Please.
If you won't kill them, I will. Please. God. He's like, please, let's just hunt them all down and kill every last one.
Yeah, I know. And then he extended his purple lightsaber like a fucking badass. Yeah,
he murdered Jango Fett in front of his clone son.
Oh, my God. Mace Windu is so pimp.
And I'll do it to you also. Yeah. But the point is, he had that little bad streak in him. That I could see him becoming Snoke.
Yeah.
But it was controversial.
Yeah, he would be like I think Mace Windu would be kind of like the Fidel Castro of the Jedi. You know what I mean? He would overthrow the dictator, but then he would become a dictator.
Yep. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, exactly.
He's a very vain man.
Yeah. It's true.
So, you know.
And Samuel Jackson supposedly is a very vain man.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean,
so it's
the
combination of the vainness of Samuel Jackson and the vainness of Mace Windu, the character.
Which isn't an insult to him, because I think it's very, very understandable.
He's a very handsome man,
exactly. If I were Sam Jackson,
I would be vain as well.
Exactly. So.
But it's true. So there was that theory. And then there was another theory was that he was a character called Darth Plagueis.
Darth Plagueis. What's that?
Yep. It's a character from Star Wars mythology that is referenced in, I believe, Revenge of the Sith.
Uh-huh.
It's the third prequel, the one that kind of didn't suck as bad.
You know, they didn't know that they attached electrodes to Hayden Christensen's testicles for that one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that...
And that's why the scream is, like, so terrible.
Right, and that's also... But that's why his acting was slightly better than the previous ones.
George Lucas is all about, like, his electronics. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, and he just thought... You know, George Lucas thought that, like, you know, like, shocking Hayden Christensen would be the right way to get, like, Hayden Christensen to act.
It half worked.
Listen, you know? It was 2000, digital was a new thing, and, you know, he thought it would work, and it didn't work. In hindsight, we can kind of forgive him.
Totally.
Yeah. So anyway.
It was referenced briefly, Darth Plagueis. A lot of people, Star Wars theories online, were talking about how the music that's played in the scene... When they're at that freaky opera, you know?
Yeah.
And Anakin is talking to Senator Palpatine.
Yes.
And he's saying, like, there was once a Jedi named Darth Plagueis
the Wise.
Who could bring himself back? And they say that the music that played then is similar to the music that played when Snoke was there. So there's the people, the fan theories online that say that Snoke is Darth Plagueis.
Oh, yeah.
And also, apparently, the Star Wars Clone Wars series, which is owned by Disney, is canon now. So everything everything that happened in the Star Wars clone series is canon. It's part of the Star Wars universe now.
Is Plagueis is more important?
Yeah, and Plagueis is in it, and he's of a species that kind of looks a little bit like Snoke, but not that much. But it would have to be like a burned, whatever. There's some connection, okay. But the crazy part is that there was the fight between Rey and Kylo in Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
And it turned out that Snoke was like, I am the voice of a generation!
Oh, God, no!
No more apologizing on Twitter!
Well, that's why they had to kill him, right?
Yep. And then they just cut Lena Dunham right in half.
Anyone who utters those words, you know, I think it's just automatic to me.
So, yeah. Snoke was Lena Dunham this whole time.
Well, it really had me fooled.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I did not expect that.
I thought maybe she'd be the English chick from Girls, but I didn't think that she'd be Lena straight up, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm Snoke, I am! Like, I could have accepted that. But the fact that it was just Lena and that she was just tweeting during the entire battle, that's how they got her, really.
Yeah, and you know, and it was funny. It's so funny because, like, Adam Driver did a presser and he was like, I don't know who that is. He's like, I don't know Lena Dunham. I don't know any of those people.
What?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Lena who? I never know her. Never met her.
Yeah.
No, but he didn't say it like that. Like, Adam Driver got on that show, he says, Lena Dunham. Never met her. Yeah.
And then he burrowed.
I don't know her.
Burrowed into the.
I don't know her.
Into the earth.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. What else is on the agenda?
Let's see. Okay. So, well, something else I wanted to talk about. Generally, Star Wars: The Last Jedi. There are many acts of treason in that film.
Oh, that and, show. And, exactly. And Patrick, that's why we
Patrick,
hear it.
Let's just reiterate for the fuck swine what we think about traitors.
We don't like them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. We don't like them.
Okay, let's talk about acts of treason in The Last Jedi. I thought it was really interesting. You can't tell, like, in the in sort of the back and forth between what's her face and what's his face. You know, you can't tell who's
between,
a traitor.
Between Kylo and Rey.
No, between the cocky pilot and the very high-minded commander.
Poe and Admiral Holdo.
Yes, Poe and Admiral Holdo. You can't tell which one of them is a traitor, which I thought was very interesting.
And neither of them is a traitor.
Yeah, and I wanted to hate both of them. No, you betrayed the rebellion. No, you betrayed the rebellion.
Nope,
you
know, they're just trying to fucking murder all the fuck swine. And I thought that was true because it sent a good message. That movie also sent vegetarian messages, which I appreciated.
Oh, really?
I love the porgs. I thought they were great. But I thought it also sent a message of, like, no, we're all just, like, look, jihad is for everyone.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that that's an important part about Star Wars that people forget about is the Islamic angle.
Yeah, you know exactly.
And,
exactly.
Apparently, a lot of terrorists.
You know why? You know why that there's that section? There's like that 10-second section of The Last Jedi.
Right about how like
you know with like no sound. It's because what's her name? The commander. What's her name?
Khalifa.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, before she sends that ship tear-assing through. Snoke's command ship, she just yells out, Allahu Akbar.
Yeah.
And they had to cut that out. And that's why there's that like silent section of Last Jedi. Yeah. It's like, what? It's just really bad censorship.
In the Star Wars universe, sound travels in space. I thought that was a very dramatic part.
Right.
It ended up being great, actually. But I thought it would have been much better if they'd not censored like the blood curdling Allahu Akbar.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Admiral Holdo let out. Like, she washed herself.
And
she strapped a phaser? No, that's Star Trek.
Yeah, no, she turned her whole ship. Yeah,
she turned her entire ship into a fucking suicide bomb. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Kamikaze.
And the studio is trying to play this off as like some sort of like an artistic choice, but read the Apocalypse cast. Yeah. No, we know the truth. Okay.
Don't try and fool us.
Everybody, you heard it first here on the Apocalypse cast. Every Friday at 2 p.m. If you want to hear the real story that the mainstream media will not tell you, that's Radio for Brooklyn. Every Friday at 2 p.m., you can support us on patreon.org/Radio Free Brooklyn.
/Lehman Dunham.
Yeah, exactly.
I was a little curd. I thought I grew up to be a cracker.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this seems like it's an anti-Kurdish cheese.
Pat Helsman, what have you loosed on the Apocalypse cast? You're sullying the entire program.
No, that's not true. What were we talking about? Lehman Dunham.
So, what
else is on the agenda?
Let's see. Other acts of treason in Star Wars. Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro was a great traitor.
A double-crossing fucking...
Yeah, he was... He was just very Benicio del Toro in that.
Yeah, exactly.
I really liked him a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't love the casino. I thought it was a little bit too reminiscent of our own universe.
It was
a little bit like just Monte Carlo shoved into Star Wars.
Yeah.
But I did like Rose a lot. I thought a lot of people shat on Rose because they're racist.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's undeniable. Like,
I really liked her. She was one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, if you think that plot line contributes to the fact that the film sags in the middle, like, you're a racist.
It's like, true.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, if you think that plot doesn't really advance the story of The Last Jedi, like, you're a racist. Definitely.
It's true. And also, you're a racist anyways.
Well,
like, we know who listens to us. It's mostly, like, FSB agents and,
Klan
members out in fucking Kansas that are just plotting to kill us.
Exactly. The fuck swine. Like, that's the whole point. That's why we don't
like our listeners, because we know they're just people that all have a vendetta.
Yeah, but we know better. And we're not afraid to say it either.
Speaking of, I got into an argument with the guy from Secular Talk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that guy's a real dick.
Wait, what is this?
I don't know, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Secular Talk? Okay.
They're like Russiagate deniers, whatever. Go on.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. So Star Wars The Last Jedi, you know, a very polarizing film, but everybody on the Apocalypse cast sort of, like, knows better.
You know what the most polarizing thing about it was?
What was it?
Was that whenever children went in, like, people didn't, like, parents in good conscience, like, with good intentions, paid for tickets to that movie, but then they're like, listen, we're gonna have to polarize your children, we're gonna have to electrically, like, polarize them, like,
we're gonna
have to rub electrons off of them so that the orbits of the atoms in their bodies are charged.
The ionization. Exactly.
And therefore they're polarized.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a very polarizing aspect of the entire experience for a lot of people.
You know, before the 2016 election, that's what polarizing meant, and it's just changed everything.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, polarizing just, like, meant, like, electrocution.
Well, when I was a kid, polarizing meant that they would throw you into a French army helicopter, and then they would fly you over the pole, like the North Pole.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then they would just fucking kick you right in the dick.
Yeah.
And then you would plummet into the ice.
Yeah, and it's an amazing rite of passage. And they were
always threatening all of us with polarization, and we were like, oh, no, I don't want that. Well, I was an American citizen, so I was all right.
Young people today have no knowledge of this. I mean, can you believe that?
Yeah, it was a big part of French, and actually American society, too. They would polarize the bejesus out of everybody.
I mean, what?
People talk about the country being polarized. I don't know if I'm buying it, because it's like, how many people really have been, like, rubbed until the electrons just fly off of their body and it causes a charge, or kicked out of French army helicopters over the motherfucking North Pole.
Yeah, I know. And now,
millennials,
dude,
scum.
And now today,
you're listening to the Apocalypse cast. Something else on Radio Free Brooklyn is next. Allahu Akbar.